Hello? Can you hear me? I can see you breathing. You don't look like you're a bit. You must have washed up or something. There you are. Are you okay? Can you walk? I don't know if I really trust that. Here, take my arm. Come with me. Watch your step. It's slippery and uneven here. Lots of overgrowth, but my place isn't that far, so. Yeah, I'm taking you to my place. Of course I have a place, don't you? Let's just wait to talk till we get there, okay? Come on, hurry up. Be quiet. Yeah, so this is my place. I call it my brewery at the end of the world. It's corny, I know, but gotta entertain ourselves these days, huh? I haven't been here really too long. It's a relatively new thing. I was somewhere else before, but now I'm here, so let me get you some dry clothes and be a proper hostess. It's been a while, so here you go. I think these should probably fit you. And you can just give me your wet ones and I'll hang them up on the line. They'll probably be dry by morning. So I bet you want privacy. I'm so sorry. I'm you know, not, I'm sure you haven't been around many people either, so yeah, just over there, there's a, like a little office. It used to be an office. It's just a room with a door. Yeah, use it. That's better. They fit? Awesome. Good. Okay. Yeah, I hung yours up. They, like I said, it's pretty sunny. They should be dry by morning. And you can be on your way. Yeah, you can, of course you can stay the night. It's no trouble. I got this big place. Just me. Yeah. No, I wasn't always alone. Do you want a drink? Yeah, if we're going to share stories, I like to do it over a drink. I've been working on a recipe. Got a lot of time. But it's like a barley dandelion wine. Here, try it. It's not good. It's not good. I'm so sorry. But it's a work in progress. I was out getting some more ingredients to test when I ran across you. What were you doing? I haven't seen anybody else around here. Okay, yeah. I can go first. So, in the beginning, when everything was just starting to happen, I was one of those people that just kind of holed up for a while, a few weeks. I locked myself up. I had a view. I had a room with a view. It was pretty high up, so I could see a lot of the city. Watch it all unfold. I was pretty lucky, yeah, to be up there. It didn't seem really real in the beginning, but when the power went out and stayed out, I knew that was it. So I left, I came down out of my ivory tower. And we were all there. We had to learn fast, and I did. But things did get better. Got used to it, learned how to survive. And I met a group of people. We all got out of the city together. We thought that would be better, get out of the city, survive. There's a few of them out there, less of a food source, but it was really nice for a while to have other people to depend on. It was nice to hold people and talk to them. But as the months turned into nearly a year, they were more focused on surviving, I guess, and the day-to-day keeping on than I was. And I left. No, Brave would have been staying. But when you depend on people, they depend on you. And when it just gets to be too much, you can't leave. Well, I was worried that if it got too much and I needed to end it, that they would suffer as a result of it. So I left because I just couldn't survive anymore. I left so I could live instead, and I've been living ever since. And now, if living ever gets too much, I can just leave that, and no one will have to suffer for it. But when I left, I decided to come back to the city. It was a place that I loved. The city was my first love, this city. I had to come back to her. She was calling me. And this place, oh God, this place. I have so many good memories here. I had toured a few times too, and I was thinking of trying to find somewhere to live back in the city. This was the place that came to mind. It's right by the river. You saw that. And the freezer here is huge, and it's just like the walls are so thick. I realized it would just be like the perfect bug out room. And yeah, I came back and it was empty. It was a sign. So this is it. Welcome. And I've been living here and keeping myself busy, the dandelion barley wine. They didn't leave any of their recipes behind. I'm a little disappointed. So I'm working on that. Now, one of these days, I'm going to get a turbine in that water, and this place is going to be up and running. It won't be the same. But to know that it brought this place back alive and all the deaths would be
It'd be something. But oh man. You think an apocalypse would have hardened me up, but no, I'm still a softie. So, enough about me. What's your story?